Get Fact with Darren Moore.
So, I have a bit of a problem. I have three dogs, which I inherited. My child, for the longest time, I've promised her a cat, and I can't because the dogs are anti-cats. But one of them's getting on, a bit long in the tooth. So, maybe. It's kind of cruel to be hopeful that, you know, one shuffles off the mortal coil while making space and available for another creature. But the arguments continue to and fro in the house about which pet is the best, a cat or a dog.
Dog.
Because you have dogs and you're scared of cats.
Yes.
You don't count.
Okay.
Kerry, so you like animals.
Bias.
I think both are lovely. There's cats that I've loved, dogs that I've loved.
And so you wouldn't be able to choose one over the other?
No.
Would this be a deciding factor for you? Research has shown that cats will take treats from your enemies, but your dogs won't.
Oh.
Would that be a decider?
No. Like, that's a bad thing.
Well, your enemies are at your house, so you're the problem.
Yeah. But what if your enemies are your neighbor? And maybe your cat always goes to the neighbor and then gets given something thinking it's a treat, and it's not a treat. And
cats 2 days regularly later, do that.
I mean.
Man.
But I'll tell you what's more interesting than that research is the researcher herself who came up with these stats. Her name is Dr. Sandra Barker. What's in her name? What are you going to be when you're big, Miss Barker? I don't know. And I love this fact. It was a completely nerd fact, but there's something in it for you guys. I don't know if you remember back in 2007, NASA launched a probe called the Rosetta Stone. It's called the Rosetta Stone because the Rosetta Stone gave us access to understanding the Egyptian language. This had a probe which would go into a meteorite, and we were going, for the first time in human history, extract elements from a meteorite and bring it back to Earth. It wasn't that successful a mission, but it has been done successfully since. And we marveled at our ingenuity and our science, our technology, that we were able to fly something millions of miles away, land on it, and come back. And it was shaped like a rubber duck. You'll remember that, Kerry. You'll remember that the meteorite was shaped like a rubber duck. It turns out, now with more research, that was back in 2007. In the 14 subsequent years, we found out that 15% of all asteroids are shaped like rubber ducks.
No.
15%. That's an inordinate amount. There's so many shapes out there. They seem to favor the shape of a rubber duck. It turns out the cosmos is a bubble bath. That's what it is.
So now they're going to take another 14 years to find out why they shaped like rubber ducks.
billions of dollars.
The big hole's actually just the drain.
It's the drain. Black holes are literally just the drains of the cosmos.
That makes sense, actually. That's fascinating.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
So, did it happen?
Yeah.
What happened?
What the duck?
Yeah, mate, we just got fact.
Yes. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.